Good morning and welcome to Community Speaks, brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. Stop on in if you need those last minute Valentine's Day gifts, gentlemen. Go ahead and stop on into the Prescription Shop. They can hook you up. I've got Theo Hirschfeld in studio with me now, talking about the Kiwanis Stars of Tomorrow talent show. Theo, I thank you so much for taking the time.
Sure, you're welcome. I'm glad to be up here and you giving me the time to get a little bit of more notice out to the parents, the students for the Stars of Tomorrow.
Well, and this is the 60th annual, so this thing's been going on a long time.
Well, it's 60 years and I'm only 25. And we are very proud to be able to keep this going. And hopefully we will continue this way.
Absolutely. And you mentioned wanting to get the word out here today because you're looking for contestants for this event.
We are, from the grade school on up through high school. And we have invited, of course, KC to come up. And we've opened an invitation to the Claremont schools since they seem to be sometimes forgotten.
Absolutely. So excellent. And if someone wanted to participate in this, how would they go about getting registered, getting signed up?
Well, we've sent out, there are application forms at the various schools, and we've also got it on the school website. So those that want to participate can pull it off of that. And just hopefully you'll write legibly and also give me a phone number in case we need to check on some things.
Okay. And you mentioned this is for kids grade school through high school, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So if you're grade school through high school and you have a talent and you want to get in the Stars of Tomorrow Talent Contest, you need to get signed up. The deadline to sign up is next week.
Correct. We are closing the applications as of the 21st, where I'll pick up the entries from the various schools here, and hopefully the KC group will either deliver them to the through the school mail or mail them into Post Office Box 4 in Buffalo, and we will then know how many in participants we have, and by Monday I'll have a note out to the public as to exactly when we will start the show. Typically, we start at 4 o'clock on the 4th, on Sunday, and we'll go on to about 6 o'clock.
And now you mentioned that, it mentions on this flyer in front of me that for all the contestants that are in the show, they have to show up early on that day for the rehearsal that morning.
Right. We just like to have that in line so that the stage crew can know what they have to do with performance, what each performer is going to be doing, as well as the performer themselves have some idea of what the stage is like and how to go about doing the act that they're doing.
Now, you mentioned the stage crew. Is that already set? Are you looking for volunteers for that at all?
We're always looking for more, but we pretty much have everybody that's in the Kiwanis Club setting the stage crew, or the stage crew. Hopefully everybody will show up Sunday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And so is there any certain kind of talents you're looking for, or basically if somebody thinks they have something that they consider a talent, come on down?
We look at it as though anybody that feels they have some talent and wants to get out in front of the public, we find this a very good opportunity, especially for the younger kids to build up some self-confidence. And that's primarily what we're there for. We're not there for winning. Everybody that performs is a winner. And it's just, to us, it's important that the children will grow and have some more self-confidence and have an opportunity to develop that. We had one performer several years ago that was adamantly not going to do it. And we coaxed her onto the stage to play her violin, and with tears. And by the time the evening was over, she had completely changed and was quite a happy kid. And saw her in the grocery store a few days later. And you could tell that it was a good opportunity she had in the be able to perform in the Stars of Tomorrow.
Well, and you know, that kind of sounds like she may have had a little bit of stage fright before that and then maybe gotten over it once she actually got out there. And you mentioned the building of the confidence. It's not easy if you've never been on stage in front of, you know, a couple hundred people. So it's not always easy to go out there and just perform.
That's true, especially when you're about 7 years old, 8 years old. It is very difficult, and it's a necessary part of life.
Absolutely, and it's good, as you mentioned, you know, that child you were talking about. It's good for them to build that type of confidence and to you know, get over a type of hurdle like that. Sometimes it's good for people to put themselves in positions that they may not be completely comfortable with.
That's correct, and this is where we like to help the kids grow.
Absolutely.
And our Kiwanis Club is mainly geared to the youth, we have the pancake breakfast at the during the Johnson County Fair on Saturday morning as a fundraiser, and we've also helped with the Longmire Days in getting a breakfast out as part of our fundraising process so that we can help with scholarships and with other donations to the school and various youth programs we also participate in. They've had one here recently that started in the high school, and that was a great success, and we've helped sponsor that and various programs that are in town for the youth.
And Theo, we're here talking about the Kiwanis Club of Buffalo presenting the 60th Annual Stars of Tomorrow Talent Contest coming up on Sunday, March 4th. You have until next week, contestants, to get yourselves registered for this. So you've got until next week, no later than, February 20th? So what's that, next Tuesday, be basically the final day to get yourselves entered. So get entered in this. Theo, how long have you been involved with this event?
A long time. I think it's about 22 years.
Okay. What type of past turnouts do you get for contestants?
We're getting, generally, we get about 22 contestants. We've had up to 75.
Wow. And that's a busy year. You have to start that show a little earlier.
Yes, and we went on a lot later, but it was a terrific event, and we had a great time, and that was in the old high school.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's a huge turnout. 20-plus is still a very good turnout if that's kind of your average each year. Probably a show with 20-plus contestants still goes at least a couple hours, doesn't it?
Yes.
Three-hour show, probably?
It's about a two and a half hours.
Yeah. And for people that might just want to come out and watch the show, do you have info on tickets, that sort of thing, or are they just sold at the door?
There's no tickets as such, but we take a donation of $5.
Okay.
$2 for students, and we'll take anything else we can get, and that goes into our fund for, that pays for any expenses we've had to incur for the show, which is batteries and anything else, incidentals that we need. We've had a tradition for years, is the junior division, which is K-5, they all get $1 at the end of the show, and we still do that. And
does that make them professionals then?
Well, it's a donation.
Oh, okay. And you mentioned, you know, everyone that participates is a winner, but there is an actual winner of the contest that will go on to more regional contests.
We're in the 10th district in Wyoming and parts of Colorado, and we will then send the first two places. In the senior division, we'll go on to divisional from the district, and they either go to Colorado, or if they have one state show here between Division 1 and Division 10, we're split up basically down the mountain here, and whoever wins that then goes on to Colorado, and from Colorado they go on to national. And we've had former students go on to national shows, And we have the Prairie Sage when the group, the three girls.
Prairie Wildfire?
Wildfire. I call them the Sage Chickens. But, Prairie Wildfire, they will be taping on the same weekend, which should give some other kids in the high school a chance to also grow and make a success of their show.
Absolutely. Again, this is the 60th annual Stars of Tomorrow Talent Contest. The show is going to be Sunday, March 4th in the Buffalo High School Auditorium. But if you want to be a contestant in the show, you got to get yourself entered by next Tuesday. So you got through February 20th to get yourself entered for this contest. And once again, how can they get entered for this contest here, Theo?
They can pick up a form at the schools or off the website. The school website, and if they're running into a problem, they can call me at the office at 684-9556, and I'll be happy to get them a entry form. I will be picking them up on the 21st from the schools, those that are deposited there at the administrative office, and then I'll start processing them during the week.
Okay. Excellent. So get yourselves signed up. Again, this is the Kiwanis Club of Buffalo presenting the Stars of Tomorrow Talent Contest. The show is Sunday, March 4th. Next Tuesday, the final day for all you contestants to get signed up. And Theo, is there anything else you wanted to toss in here that we might have missed this morning?
No, not really. I just want to mention that I will announce in the local bulletin, the Buffalo Bulletin and the Mini and this radio station, exactly when the show will start on March 4th. It's usually been 4 o'clock.
But that's kind of tentative, being that you want to see how many people are in.
Correct. And we just would like to have, especially the younger contestants, at the high school at 10:30. The seniors can come in a little later. But if we need to start practice at 10:30.
Yep, got to get that rehearsal in so everybody knows when the curtain goes up what they're supposed to do. Theo, I appreciate you taking the time here this morning.
Thank you for inviting me, and we'll be in touch.
Absolutely. Once again, that is Theo Hirschfeld talking about the 60th annual Stars of Tomorrow Talent Contest put on by the Kiwanis Club of Buffalo. It takes place in the Buffalo High School Auditorium. Show is Sunday, March 4th. For all the contestants, the deadline to get registered is next Tuesday. This is Community Speaks, brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. Keep it tuned, KBBS.